6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ugh, the sun came out. Why do I hear voices over there? Okay, here we go. Ooh, taking my sunglasses off, hold on. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of Dubious Skulls. Dubious Skulls come a turn. That's right, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. And if you can hear that high-powered crackling sound that is emanating from those high-tension power lines above me, you know right where I am. That's right, I'm out at Tranquility Park. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm at Tranquility Park. And I'm walking into the forest on the softball side in the old heronry. So I'm at the old heronry. I'm already finding one species of mushrooms. I'm not even totally under the trees yet. Awesome. I did bring my camera in case we find anything super crazy. And so it rained a little bit either this morning or overnight. When I was sleeping, I kind of thought I heard it raining at one point in time, but I don't know. Everything's kind of damp, but not wet. There was a little bit of standing water on my deck when I was eating breakfast, looking out the window. Ooh, what's that under that log over there? That could be something, but I can't really get back there. So, yeah, we're out at the old heronry because it's a nice day. It's like 23 degrees, but the sun has come out. So it's nice. It's not unbearable. And there's a slight wind, and it rained and all, but I could swear the humidity is a little bit less than it has been. Alright, everything's grown up, and it's very green, of course, and it's sort of hard to see back into some of these areas. But I'm hoping to find some kind of cool fungus today. Because I was thinking that, well, I was trying to remember if we were in Heraceum season or not, and I kind of think that we are, or we're getting close. And there's some little stuff on that little stick over there. And with as warm as it's been, and with as wet as it's been, I'm kind of wondering if we could have some Heraceums. Heraceum mushrooms are some of the most prized for their edibility. There are plenty of people in the world who will take Heraceums over morels, given the choice. They're that good. So I'm checking some logs that I know have produced them in the past. Oh, what is this? We got mycelium running on, what is this? On two logs here. Wow, and it's even more pronounced on this log. There's two things on this log. Oh. What? Except it's tiny. Okay, we got teeny tiny. It kind of looks like, it almost like, this looks like it could be white jelly. I don't know what that is down there. But that orange patch on that log is, of course, what do they call it? The orange carpet caprinus? And I'm trying to remember. Yeah, over here, we got some bird action up here. Over here is where I've seen the Heraceum before. It's right on this side. But look, there's stuff running in these logs and in the cracks of these logs. Look how tiny and spiky it is. That looks like coral. Oh, and look at this tiny little yellow mushrooms in here. Oh, they're very cute. They're very nice. Okay, we got fungus galore. We got all kinds of stuff growing. And I like these beautiful yellow little mushrooms. All right, turn around, Tob. Look over here. Look over here on all these logs. Where's all the stuff? See, here's some stuff hiding under the bark. Here's a bug trying to eat me. Was that a tick? Did I just flick a tick off my leg? Die, you parasite. Oh, here's a little shelf with something sticking off a piece of bark. Very interesting. Very interesting. I slept weird. Couldn't go to sleep. And I laid there for 45 minutes. And I got back up and I started watching a movie. Got about halfway through the movie. Went back to sleep at 5:30. Well, there's something down there. Something lobey on the log. Can't get down there. There's too much of an elevation change. What is it? It kind of looks like... kind of looks like Ostreatus. The count is six. We have found at least six different kinds of fungus. And so I fell asleep. I fell back asleep at about 5:30. And I slept straight through to like 11:16. I laid there for another 14 minutes and said, well, we might as well get up. Do some dubious go. Ah, slept so good. Slept super good. Plus, I had a dream. I had a dream that I was in one of my movies. You know, I love to watch Wuxia movies from certain production houses. They're fantastic. And I dreamed that I was in one of these movies. Or maybe I just went back in time in China, but I was sort of vaguely aware that I was in a movie, or because I was sitting there, I was like, oh, I'm in a movie, and I was sort of sitting at a table, and I was like on top of a roof, or I was in a second floor balcony or something, and I was looking over the street scene. There's always a street scene in these movies. And I was looking for all the characters that you see in the street scene. Such as the candied haw vendor. You know how much I love the candied haw vendor. Oh. Wasn't this a pain in the butt? Somebody came through here, trimmed some trees or something, and then piled all of the branches over here on my log pile that I need to get into to look for mushrooms like those. Oh, and those! Oh my god. Ermagerd, Ermagerd. And this giant branch is in the way. Okay. On this log that we've already checked for mushrooms a couple of times this year already, it has sprouted. And it's a double flush. It's killer. On this side of the log, we've got white jellies. We've got this row of white jellies just working out. Damn it. Yeah, I'm uncovering the others. Yeah. I gotta move all these damn branches. Yeah, we got white jellies on this side, and then popping out of the crack, we've got... oh, and here's some more. We've got... corals. We've got how many bursts of corals? We've got some unisons. Then we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 bursts of coral mushrooms. Tips are turning a little brown. They're a little dry. And then on this other log right here, there's some of these white shelf mushrooms. I used to know what these are. No, I take that back. This is Pleurotus. This is Pleurotus ostreatus. We've got some very young white oyster mushrooms sticking out the side of this log. Then down here on the ground are some of those little micro umbrellas that I love so much. Okay, well, we finally found jellies and we found some more corals. corals growing out of a log like they're supposed to. I knew today would be a good fungus day. We got jellies and corals on the same log. Ugh. Now I gotta get out of here somehow. Ooh. Don't pile branches of crap on my lovely mushroom-yielding logs. There's some more of those tiny little umbrellas back in there. Man, I wish you people were here to see this with me. Because that's awesome. And here's an ant. What is he carrying? Oh, there's an ant walking around on this piece of bark. He's got something. A piece of leaf or a piece of seed pod or something. Okay, see you later, ant dude. Ugh. I'm working my way into the sun. This isn't good. Moving further down the line. Yeah, here we have more brush that's been piled up because somebody's been trimming the path or something. Here's a log that's down. This is fresh from this tree where it broke off. Okay, so there was probably some more severe winds. Yeah, there was... Yeah, a couple nights ago, two nights ago, there was a night or two of some really strong, strange wind, which blew more branches and stuff down, and somebody came in here to maintain the trail, chopped up all the stuff that fell over, and then piled it over here, on top of my mushroom logs. Which really isn't the worst idea, because by next year, we'll be able to get back there just as easily. And hopefully, they will get inoculated and become more logs full of white jellies and coral. What are you looking at? There's an irate squirrel above me. He's not directly above me. To you too. Yeah, up yours, pal. So he can't drop anything on me. Now, I keep thinking I'm smelling something. Where was that tree? Was that up here? Where was that tree where we found all those birds' nests? Wasn't that around here somewhere? Here's a little mushroom of some kind. Oh, here's a whole bunch of them. Yeah. Oh. This is Helvella. Nice. Regular Helvella. There's a whole bunch just popped out of the ground right over here. Like a dozen and a half, and they're good size, and they're very, very wet, so they've really, really opened up. And here's the tree that has the dead man's fingers at the base. Xylaria. Not that squirrel is still all butthurt about something. There's some more right back in there, some more of that dead man's fingers. Somewhere around here, maybe I just can't see it because all the grass has grown up around it or something. Oh, there's some coprinus back in there. Oh, good fungus day. Good fungus day. Where were those birds' nests? Those birds' nests were right around here somewhere. I thought. I can't remember. All right, well, fungus. It's very interesting. I'm continually amazed by the variety of fungi I can find in my immediate vicinity. You know, I've only sort of been into this whole fungus thing for about, I don't know, 10 years. And before that, I didn't really think anything of mushrooms. And I rarely saw any because I was rarely looking for them. You know, they just mushrooms in general just sort of weren't on my radar. And there's a lot of reasons for this. I grew up in a family of force feeders. You have to eat the food that's put in front of you. It doesn't matter if you don't like it. It doesn't matter if it makes you sick. It doesn't matter if it's rotten. It doesn't matter. You have to eat it. You cannot refuse. Well, I suppose you could, but you would have the holy living crap beaten out of you. But it doesn't matter. In my family, mushrooms were these things that you got out of a can. And they were brown and slimy. And they were mostly decomposed. It's not anything you want to eat. So I never paid any attention to any damn mushrooms. Why would I care about mushrooms? Just one of those gross things added to food to make the food taste worse. Yeah, that was my life as a child. But regardless, where were those damn bird's nests? They were right around here. Anyway, I'm sort of heading back the way I came. Double checking, make sure I didn't miss anything really good. Getting a lot of bugs in my face, that's for damn sure. At some point, and this would probably when I would have been around, well, this would have been after I moved out of my house, you know, so this would have been sort of when normal people go to college. It was around that time that I was finding out that, oh no, there is actually good food in the world. And mushrooms is one of those foods. And there's different kinds of mushrooms. And then I sort of started getting interested in morels, but I couldn't find any, and I made the great mistake of doing research on where to find morel mushrooms. Don't do this, because everything that's out there is basically a lie. And for years, I would go out when the books and magazines would say, oh, morels only pop at this time of year. Well, yeah, but that was true only for the person who wrote the book and their specific location, right? So, yeah. It wasn't until I was out looking for other stuff and I stumbled upon morels that I went, oh, okay, so everything's a lie. You're going to hear things like, you'll only find them under certain trees. Now, speaking of certain trees, I'm down here by this giant stump to see if anything's popping. Nothing's popping around the stump. And that's good. So let me tell you this. If you ever want to learn anything about mushrooms, the only thing you want to read are the things that are written by Dr. So-and-so, Department of Mycology, blank university. You can take these words of these people and, yeah, okay, science. Anything else? Write it off. I did it. Okay. Messing around in the synth zone. And, I shouldn't be sitting like this because it's really making my knee very ouchy and painful. And ow. Anyway, so I'm sitting here messing with this stuff. And I'm thinking about that delay module. And I've decided that I'm going to buy that thing. I do need a delay. I need an onboard delay, it reverb and everything else. And I found the module that I want that just speaks to me, and it's got lots of control voltage inputs to do crazy stuff with. And I'm going to buy it. I have made the decision, but I'm not going to buy it for 10 days. I'm going to put it off. I'm going to put it off for 10 days, and that'll be fine and dandy and groovy and yay. So, hooray. The downside to this, if there's any, is that I'm going to have to put off buying a video synth for a little bit longer. Yeah. I'm going to have to get one. And I'm going to have to get one because if I have giant LED video walls available to me, I mean, come on. We got to take advantage of the situation. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm advantaging. Let's change this thing. I'm trying to get it to sound like whoosh. I forget how to do that. Doesn't matter. I'm gonna eventually have to get this back into clonkadonk. Anyway, this new module that's coming. It's going to be instrumental, literally, in my deep hypnotic techno career, which will be kicking off soon. As soon as I get this thing. Yeah, why are we messing with this dorky stuff? We need to get some crazy stuff going. But not right now. Because right now is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
Yes, oh yes, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But I gotta go. I gotta do stuff. Tobe stuff.